This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently held a public hearing on permit requests tied to Enbridge's proposed Line 5 reroute in northern Wisconsin. The permits would allow stream bank erosion control work at four waterways in Ashland County along the planned 41-mile pipeline reroute around the Bad River Reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, all 16 speakers at the hearing voiced opposition, raising concerns about environmental impacts, tribal sovereignty, and Enbridge's track record, including past pipeline spills. The Bad River Band has opposed both the existing pipeline and the reroute, arguing it threatens the watershed and treaty rights. Enbridge says the proposed work is intended to stabilize stream banks and prevent further erosion along the route. The permits are among the final approvals needed in Wisconsin for the reroute project, as the company faces a court order to remove its current pipeline from the reservation. The DNR is accepting public comments on the permits through May 2nd. The Wisconsin Governor's Fishing Opener is coming to Hayward this weekend. The event is organized by Travel Northwest Wisconsin, a regional tourism group representing 12 counties. Organizers say the opener is designed to highlight the region's natural resources and strong outdoor traditions, while also encouraging more people, especially young anglers, to get involved in fishing. As part of the weekend, Family Fishing Day will be held Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lake Hayward Beach. The free event will include casting lessons, a visit from the DNR Fishmobile, games, giveaways, and other family-friendly activities. Organizers say the goal is to introduce kids and families to fishing in a fun and hands-on way. The Wisconsin Governor's Fishing Opener will rotate locations each year to showcase communities across Northwest Wisconsin. You can learn more at northwestwisconsin.com. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The race for control of the Wisconsin Assembly just got a little harder for Republicans. Representative Dean Coffert says he's stepping aside, leaving behind a swing seat that could be one of the most competitive in November. Coffert spent decades serving in the Neenah-Menasha area. A tax break meant to bring data centers to Wisconsin could cost the state more than $2 billion in lost revenue, according to a Wisconsin Watch report. Analysts say about $1.5 billion would be lost during the construction, with another $369 million each year once the centers are up and running. Supporters argue the projects bring jobs and long-term economic benefits, while critics say lawmakers should revisit the deal and ask for more in return. Some are calling for a special session to look at issues like environmental protections. A federal lawsuit says Dane County deputies used excessive force during a protest at Ridgeland Farms. That's where about 1,000 people gathered to push for the rescue of beagles. Two protesters claim officers crossed the line during the April 18th demonstration, and the lawsuit also accuses the facility of animal abuse. The sheriff's office says arrests were made for trespassing and other crimes. Ridgeland Farms calls the protest a coordinated violent assault. Cleaner highways across Wisconsin are the result of record numbers of volunteers joining the Adopt a Highway program. The DOT says nearly 18,000 people are now helping pick up trash along state roads, with more than 170 tons collected last year. With crews already out working, officials are reminding drivers to slow down, stay alert, and move over when possible. They say that extra caution can help keep volunteers safe. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks at American Family Field. The D-backs coming off a 12-7 win over San Diego on Sunday. The Brewers expected to start right-hander Chad Patrick. NFL, the Packers surprised everyone when they traded up to draft a kicker, Trey Smack, out of Florida. Has he kicked in cold weather like Green Bay?
You know, I talked to the Packers, and I grew up in Maryland, so it's not not new to me, or, you know, it's always done it. You know, it's kind of how I started out kicking, is kicking in cold weather.
College basketball forward Nolan Winter on his decision to return to Wisconsin for his senior year.
I love it here. I've been happy here every year. The teammates I've met, the people I've met, and you know what, the portal, the people that the coaches continue to bring into the locker room, they make it easy for me and they're all the returners to get to know them and get along, and it's been a blast.
That's the Badgers' Nolan Winter with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.